From the newsroom of Impact Alpha, I'm Brian Walsh, and this is your Impact Briefing for Friday, December 15th. On today's show, we'll have highlights from this week's lively Agents of Impact call about spotting mispriced risks and overlooked impact in the $4 trillion municipal bond market. But first, here's what you need to know from this week in impact investing. The consensus text from the Global Climate Summit in Dubai was either a historic win or, shall we say, a cop-out. The key phrase, quote, transitioning away from fossil fuels in energy systems in a just, orderly, and equitable manner. It was the first time a global agreement had even called out fossil fuels specifically, but the agreement fell short of the phase-out many nations had called for and left out obvious uses of oil, such as for fuel, plastics, and petrochemicals. But advocates of faster climate action are seizing the new narrative. Stefan Nicolou of Full Cycle Partners told Impact Alpha, quote, this was a death knell for new infrastructure, new pipelines, new wells, new gas processes, all of it. Also for the first time, food was on the menu at COP. The UN released a roadmap for greening the global food system. From carbon-intensive livestock to soil-destructive monocropping, food is responsible for nearly 40% of greenhouse gas emissions. Yet mitigating the carbon footprint for agriculture, food, and forestry received just 3% of the total climate finance funding last year, only $43 billion out of $1.3 trillion overall. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization's roadmap outlines solutions like ramping up regenerative farming and bolstering sustainable aquaculture. Expect to see a surge in conversions of Canadian companies to employee ownership starting next year. New legislation in Canada creates a framework for employee ownership trusts. A capital gains tax break on the first $10 million of a sale could save departing business owners more than $2 million in taxes. Three of every four Canadian small businesses are expected to have a change in ownership over the next decade. Across the pond, the UK has seen a surge in employee ownership conversions since the government introduced their version of employee ownership trusts back in 2014. Omidyar Network India is shutting its doors. The venture capital firm is ceasing new investments and will close its operations by the end of 2024. The firm was an early mover and impact ecosystem builder in India when the Omidyar Group launched it more than a decade ago. Omidyar Network India was spun off of the Omidyar Group as an independent entity several years ago. And finally, podcast regular Imogen Rose Smith was back this week with another institutional impact column, challenging the reaction to Jeffrey Upman's shutdown of Inclusive Capital Partners. The activist fund manager was hailed as a convert to sustainable finance when he launched Inclusive Capital 3 years ago. The shutdown was taken as a sign of a pullback in the industry. But not so fast, says Imogen. Calling Upman's exit more of a signal of the dominance of the sometimes fickle, rich, white males in finance and less about the fate of sustainable investing, she says. For its part, Inclusive Capital Partners, with $2.6 billion in assets, told investors that its approach, quote, hasn't been rewarded in the public markets. Click on the link in the show notes for Imogen's full take. The $4 trillion muni market is so big that small movements in the pricing of bonds can mean shifts of millions of dollars, both for the cost of capital for cities and in returns for investors. Rampant misperceptions and mispricing of demographic risk in the muni bond market means that investors can put capital into underinvested communities and get paid for doing so. Homero Radway of investment research firm Activest framed up the opportunity.
Because the impact and the alpha together is a place that we can step into with good hearts, right? A place where we can feel good about what we're doing. But in this situation, we're also getting paid for it, right? We're getting paid to own Howard University 175 basis points wide of Harvard, right? And so those are the cases where we can start to really think about how do we look at communities and how do we evaluate them with a clearer lens to understand I would say the arbitrage opportunity in being more equitable and being having an impactful strategy.
Directing investment to such issuers can reduce such premiums and over time lower the cost of capital for majority Black cities and historically Black colleges and universities.
And so yeah, we expect those to collapse over time as investors, as you make people aware, as we all work to make people aware. I think people will start to compress those spreads. And I think it'd be better for the total system, right, to have proper, better lending environment for all communities so we could build more, right? We could have clean water systems that are connected, healthcare systems that are connected, and everyone can have that access to capital.
So how can investors better spot opportunities for impact? Schools are a great example, said Paul Herman of ESG advisor HIP Investor.
Well, one exciting example is Val Verde School District in Southern California. This is a school district where 80% of the kids are from low income. They have free and reduced lunches for 4 out of 5 kids. Most of them, English is a second language. And yet the results are stunning. So whereas in California State, 85% graduate college, at Val Verde, 93% do. And so that's a big differential, especially in a low-income area that typically are associated with a lower credit rating.
HIP provides impact ratings for bond issuers, like school districts, that highlight their ability to produce such outcomes.
Fund managers and investment managers can use these impact ratings to discover these hidden opportunities of high impact, despite maybe not having the highest credit rating, but maybe having a lower credit rating.
Roughly 1 in 10 bonds coming into the market now have a social, sustainability, or other ESG label. According to Monica Reed of the sustainability analytics firm Kestrel, many more bonds could qualify for such labels.
Labeling is just like a big signal that there's some impact to be found here. But really, what impact investors are interested in is the impact, regardless of the label, right? You should be interested in the impact.
Matt Posner of research firm Court Street Group says even more transparency is needed to get capital flowing.
When you would assume like, well, sure, that's a price, you know, it's not rated correctly, the numbers look great or what have you, money will not flow there in the same way that you would see in other efficient marketplaces because of that information gap. We as ratings providers, labelers, investors, we can scream and shout all we want, we can pay, but until the actual governments themselves, the communities are embracing change and understanding how they can do it through the municipal bond market and through data, I don't really think we're going to close that gap in a meaningful way.
And once again, activist Homero Radway wrapped up the session with a call to action.
There needs to be a deeper thought around what are we doing here and how are we being impactful? And I think that's one of the beauties of like what we're all bringing to this market is we're elevating the conversation away from steady old fives that, you know, with whatever credit rating should trade here and starting to think about, okay, what are our biases? What are our perceptions of the future that need to change? And I think that is necessary because I think communities can't do it alone, because when I'm telling the story, people still have their perceptions of the news of what that place looks like and feels like.
The full Agents of Impact call recording is available on impactalpha.com. You can find the link in our show notes. Stay tuned for more of Impact Alpha's Muni Impact coverage, supported by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. That's going to do it for this week's Impact Briefing. Thanks to our producer extraordinaire, Isaac Silk. Be sure to sign up for Impact Alpha Open, our free weekly newsletter, directly at impactalpha.com, or become a subscriber to get full access to our award-winning daily coverage in impact investing and sustainable finance. Just go to impactalpha.com/subscribe. I'm Brian Walsh. Be sure to check back for next week's briefing. And if I don't see you, have a great holiday and a happy new year. We'll see you on the other side.